good to be in church. Amen?
Amen.
No better place than to be in the house of the Lord. I am Gary Hawkins from North Carolina. Amen? I'm a long ways from home. My wife took off and left me. Amen? I don't know how long. My daddy asked me this morning and said, you going to be able to make it? I said, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to try to endure to the end. But with the help of the Lord, we're going to continue on. Amen? And you'll find out I say amen a lot. You say, why? I think we need more of it. Well, your pulpit is just too slippery. I hope I don't leave that thing up here. Amen. But me and my family travel all over America. I have a burden for America. You say, why? Well, America needs Jesus. Amen? I thank God for any person that is going, any missionary, whatever, is going to these foreign countries. They need Jesus. What about America? Amen. What about all these cities and states and country or villages or even the reservations? They need Jesus. Amen. And so we travel around preaching the Word of God, trying to get the gospel to the death, burial, and resurrection to the lost and dying world. Amen. And that's our ministry. We got a gospel tent the Lord gave us about 5 or 6, 7 years ago. I don't know. Time flies when you're having fun. And I like putting the tent up. You say, why? It can reach a lot of people. And people will come to the tent before they'll come to the church. I've seen that over the years. Now, there at one time, tents used to be a real big thing. It went away, but I think it's slowly coming back, and I thank God for it. Amen. I'm going to say something to you. I like the church building, especially if it's snowing, which if it was snowing, I'm not sure. I don't think it would be God's will for me to be here. Amen. I don't like snow. I spent 5 years in South Dakota. I'm from the foothills of North Carolina. We get very little snow, which it don't matter how much snow I get. I'm never there. Amen. And so I stay out west a whole lot, northwest, up with the real Yankees up in New York. And I know y'all wouldn't be Yankees, would you? Amen. At least you think it's funny anyway. But it is good to be here. I thank God for the opportunity. Enjoyed the meal. The motel is nice. I told my wife, I don't know if that bed's quite big enough for just me, but we'll figure out and see how it works out. I'll probably do what I've been doing in the rest of the... I have spent the night in a different motel every night this week. And but I thank God for it. Amen? I thank God for any place I got to stay. It don't bother me. But John chapter 2... John chapter 2, and if you'll see me after church, if you'll remember, because I'm not, if I don't say it while it's on my mind, it don't get said. I got some prayer cards, if any of you's interested in getting one, you get one from me. But the requirement is it has to go on your refrigerator. I know I'm in a Baptist church, and they go to the refrigerator 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. Amen. I know you go to that. Listen, hey, I'm a Baptist. I don't mind eating. Amen. John chapter 2, when you get your place, if you can, you will and able, stand for the reading of the Word of God. And here's what the preacher told me right before I got up here. He said, I had all night long. So if I preach too long, you blame the preacher, not me. You don't tell a Baptist preacher he's got any time, as amount of time as he wants. But I will say this much. You can call my wife up, Master. I've never preached over 2 hours. She got it down pat. 1 hour, 59 minutes, and so many seconds. Starting in John chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, after this, he went down to Capernaum, and he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting, and when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the table. And he said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not thy father and house, and father's house, and house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showeth thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 40 and 6 years, 40 and 6, was this temple built, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? And he spake of the temple, but he spake of the temple of his body. And when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that it had said, that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in the Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many of them believed in the name, and when they saw the miracles which he did, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Lord, I pray just for a little while, you'd lead, you'd guide, you'd direct. And Lord, have your will and way in this service tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Now I want to say this. Hey, I like it when I see young people. I like that. Because I'm going to tell you something. I go to churches that don't got no young people. And they don't realize without young people, what's going to happen is the door's going to close. Amen? So hey, use these young people. I like what I seen over there a while ago. Using them young people. Hey, they need to know about God. Amen? They need to know what God can do for us. I hope in the years that my children was with us, at church, on the road, doing the things we've done, I hope they seen what God did in those days. Amen? And then also, I want to say this, and I got to preach it. I'm scared to death. Amen? You're wanting to know whether I can preach. That's what's in your mind. And I'm wondering if y'all can. Amen? I'm going to go by the questionnaire that the preacher sent me and just see how biblical y'all are. Amen? One guy's done told me, he said, yes, and I like evangelists. They can come in here and blow it up. Amen. Put a stick of dynamite out, and then I leave town. Amen. Then leave it all up for the preachers. Amen. Is everybody all right? Now you read these scriptures, and you look at all these scriptures here, and it's talking about the church. I'm going to tell you, I think what I'm seeing in our country today, and I'm talking about America, that's where I'm at. Amen. That's where my burden is. And I'm seeing churches being forsaken. And I want to say something to you. It didn't start in 2020 whenever all this mess started. Amen. You, whatever you think about this, that's between you and God. I know what happened like 2 years ago. Amen. But this didn't start 2 years ago. Church has been non-essential for a long time. Amen. But now we got it. And I'm not against it because I would usually do it. But y'all ain't got enough service here. I'm not sure. Hey, if you want me to come back, you're going to have to get AT&T to have a tower right on this property. Amen. I'm not against doing extra things, you know, like sending out to invitations to people. I'm not against that. Just as long as you don't go away from the Bible. Amen. I don't think God's going to get mad at us doing Facebook, but I am going to tell you something. Anybody that's watching on Facebook, listen, hey, if you've got a good excuse, that's okay. But if Facebook's your church, I wouldn't want to stand before God in your shoes. Yep. Hey, buddy! Now, if I got to amen and preach, we're going to be here all night. Amen. I'm just telling you, listen, church. What about church? I'm telling you, church is not essential. Church is not important. Amen. I want to say something to you. Hey, you say, well, we're here on a Thursday night. We're not used to this. We don't used to changing things. I'm going to say something to you. I wonder how many people was here last year that ain't here this year. Amen. Come on now, listen. Hey, I need some amens. I'm back east. I need somebody to say amen. Listen, I want to dedicate some of these kids to it. Listen, I can't get grown-ups to do nothing anymore. Amen. I was preaching at a church yesterday afternoon, and they had a bunch of kids, and I had the kids saying amen. The grown-ups was just looking at me like I was a calf at a new gate. Amen. What do you think about the church? How important is the church to you? He told these people, he said, listen, hey, church is supposed to be a church of prayer. And y'all making a yard sale. Got to be careful now. Got a yard sale in our church. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, you want to have a yard sale for the church? I'm not the pastor. Amen. Hey, Mike. My goodness, I'm going to be here all night. You want to have a yard sale for the church? You want to raise money for the church? Go to somebody's house. Yeah. Lord, I need some help. Help me, Jesus. Amen. But we're making the church everything except for what it's supposed to be. Amen. It's a place of worship. Is that what the Bible says? It's a place of prayer. Hey, I want to say something to you. I don't know. I don't know how many altar calls y'all give. One preacher told me one time, I don't give an altar call unless I know somebody's lost. Well, I'm going to say something to you. I think there's some saved people that need to use
don't use it. Amen. The place, the church house is a place of sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Am I making sense? I want to say something to you. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach just for a little bit on why church isn't fun any longer. Why church isn't fun any longer. I want to say, some of you about, listen, I had to sing a whole lot louder tonight because y'all about outdid me. I was preaching in Pennsylvania here some years ago, and the preacher, and I'm loud mouth, that's just me. Hey, I'm from back east, I got a big mouth, and most people can hear me from miles away. He was up in Pennsylvania, he said, there ain't no southern preacher going to out-shout me, amen. We have to enjoy church. It shouldn't be a plague. Well, the preacher says, well, we're having this meeting or we're doing this. It shouldn't be a plague. Hey, it should be that you enjoy coming to church. Amen? You should enjoy singing the songs of Zion. You should enjoy the preaching. Some people say, well, preacher, you know what? You don't understand. My preacher preaches over and over on the same thing. I'm going to tell you how to get that right. You ready for this? All you got to do is come to the altar, get it right with God, and the preacher can move to the next page. Am I making sense? What about church? Is it fun? Do you have to, are you made to come to church? Do you like to come to church? Do you like preaching? We're going to talk about some of these things here in a little bit. Do you like singing? What about church? Keep your Bibles open. We're going to do a lot of turning. You say, why? What God's got to say is a whole lot more important than what I got to say. And I want to give you what God's got to say. Amen. Go to Revelations chapter 2 real quick like. Revelations chapter 2. Why is it church any fun? I think about this, and we'll say this while you're turning there. I think I'm at that place where I'm supposed to be. I believe I am. I think about it, young people today. You know why church? I'm going to say this. I started out, I've been in church all my life. I'm 49 years old. I'm still young. Amen. Still wet behind the ears. I know all that. But I remember whenever we would go into church and we'd pull in the parking lot, you'd see kids outside playing. You'd see people outside fellowshipping. You would walk into the sanctuary or the vestibule, whatever you call them things y'all got up here, and you would walk in and you would hear fellowshipping and you would hear singing and you would hear piano playing. Now you're lucky if you get to church on time. Hey, man! And then we wonder why the generation we got now ain't interested in church. Listen, I want to say something to you. You've got a lot of good kids, and I'm not saying you're not interested in church, but I can tell you this much. There's a real devil, and he is doing everything in his power to get you out of church, get the church to close the doors. Amen. Get preachers to quit. You say, how do you know? They're quitting all the time. Churches are closing the doors all the time. Amen. Revelations chapter 2, look in verses 1. Unto the angels of the church of Ephesus write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labors and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hath borne and hath patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hath not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Now what about the love for the church? Jesus loved the church he died for.
Amen.
And when you go over to Ephesians chapter 5 and it goes to talking about, and you can use that for husbands and wives, but I'm going to say something to you. It said how he was concerning the church.
Yeah.
We need to love the church, amen, with all of our heart and with all of our mind and with all of our soul. Amen. How much do you love the church? Huh? Now I want to say, look, whenever I first got in here, this side was looking a little bit slim. Amen? Everybody's on that side because they don't like people on this side. Amen? Do you love the church? I'll tell you a few things. Listen, hey, you ought to love your pastor. I've talked to him on, well, I had to talk to him on the telephone, but he's one of those who likes to text. Just like my wife. Listen, she don't want to talk. She don't want to hear my voice. She just wants to see if my fingers can work, and they don't work good. But I talked to him a couple of times. We went out and we had supper. I don't know what he had. I had supper. 5 o'clock. Hey, man, 3:30, whatever. Fellowship a little bit. You ought to love your pastor. who God has put in the place, that it was God that set it here. Hey, you ought to love your pastor. The Bible says he is worth double honor. Amen. I was just preaching a revival down in New Mexico here just a few weeks ago, and we got there and we started the revival. And on Monday, me and my wife went out. My boy was doing homeschooling, amen. And we went and done a few, got run to town and done a few things. And my boy called me and he said, "Daddy, somebody's trying to get to church. I'm scared to death." So we run back to the church. Well, I drove back to the church, amen. Got back over there and it was one of the ladies of the church. And I just thought she might have been going there and cleaning up. So I left and went and done what I was supposed to. He called me and he says, "Hey, this lady wants to fellowship with y'all." I said, "You'll have to tell that lady I'm at Walmart. My wife's at Walmart. We'll probably be here all day, amen." I got back to the church and she started running the pasture down. I don't think that would be a problem here. Listen, hey, if all you got to do is badmouth your pastor, don't come to me. I'm a tattletale. I'll tell everything. Amen? Does that make sense? You ought to love your pastor. I'm going to tell you, I have found out the best way to gossip about your pastor. Don't worry, preacher. This is okay. I found out the best way to gossip about your pastor. Right here. Amen. And we sat there talking to that woman. Well, let me rephrase that. That woman's doing all the talking. Amen. She's running her mouth. She's saying how bad the pastor is. She don't know what the pastor's on. And then, you know what? People only tell half the truth. And the preacher had texted me that morning. And he said, "Hey, Brother Hawkins, there's some lumber in the gym. And I need to get that and take it to my house and do some work." I'm sitting there listening to what this woman's talking about. She's running the pasture down. I'm trying to interrupt her, but that don't happen. Amen. And all of a sudden, the pastor walks in. I said, "You know what? She's probably going to think I texted her." And I was glad he showed up. And we go outside, we go to the gym, and we're working. And I said, "Preacher, let me just let you know something." I said, "This lady's not here to tell us how much she likes us. She's here to tell us how sorry you are." And she, "Is everybody all right?" And she's running her mouth. I told the preacher, and the preacher told the whole truth. She had left the church. She was driving 25 minutes to church. She had left another church. And the preacher, and we had a meeting Sunday through Wednesday. On Friday, me and my family went and had a family day. Went to one of those canyons out there. And we came back. My wife cleaned the church. It was cleaned up. All the dishes were cleaned up. We walked back into church where we're staying at. And there's dirty dishes. And a letter from this same woman saying, "Hey, she wanted us to mop because she had cleaned up. And she spent 5 hours. I don't know what she'd done in 5 hours other than messing up dishes." Amen. And then put P.S. on there, "I sure hope they pay me for cleaning the church." And the preacher's gone. Him and his wife are gone on a little anniversary getaway. And I said, "Preacher, I hate to do this, but here's the letter from your friend, your faithful member, amen, that hardly ever comes to church, don't know what's going on." Why? Because she ain't ever there. You need to love your preacher. Amen. He may not be perfect, amen. I found that out real quick. Like, we don't agree on everything, amen. That's his business. He's got the right to be wrong. I'm right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to love your preacher. And listen, you say, "Yeah, but preacher, you just don't understand. Sometimes he steps on our toes, and sometimes he says things he shouldn't say, and he makes me mad, and he upsets me." Listen, if I say anything tonight and you get mad at it, you're mad at God. I'm giving you scripture tonight. Amen. The Bible says we're to love the church with all of our heart. He's the under-shepherd for the church. Amen. I'll say something else. Y'all to love each other.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not saying that's a problem, but I am going to tell you something. The devil's not to hanging out just doing nothing. Amen.
That's right.
He'll get you to hating his people over here, and he'll get you to doing, "Oh, man. I know the devil. I've been around a little while." Amen. And I'm going to say something. The devil knows the Bible. And he knows how to get you out of church. He knows how to get to discourage you. You know what? I'm out here by myself. My wife took off and went to the doctor. I mean, listen, hey, I'm saying, "God, what is going on? What's the problem?" I had a preacher call me yesterday, and he's talking, and we introduced him to a young lady that needed some groceries for her and her daughter, and she got saved Sunday. Amen. And he said, "Preacher, I just had to give you a call and encourage you and let you know people are still Amen. But I am Baptist. But Baptists seem to have a problem working together.
Amen.
I don't know what he said. I ain't going to tell him nothing. Amen. I ain't getting in the middle of y'all's swappers or whatever it is. Amen. But they do. They have trouble working with them. Well, you just don't know. They didn't shake my hand. And they didn't come and talk to me. And you know they're going to be mad at me. What does the Bible say about stuff like that? Go to one another. Oh, we can't do that. If we've done that, we get it right, then we can move on. And God could use us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure about y'all. Amen. I'm just saying, hey, you better love one another and work together one another. The Bible says, in one cord and one mind. Amen. Overlook their fault. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, probably in the last hour, y'all found some kind of fault with me. You say, why? Because that's what Baptists are best at. Looking for faults. Amen. Instead of looking for somebody that can help them and work together. And how many more souls would be saved if we didn't fight?
You know what I like about the old time preachers that I don't like about preachers today? The old time preachers could agree to disagree
and go on about life. Today's preachers is, you got to be in little cliques. Let me let you know something. Hey, I don't do cliques. I get blackballed a whole lot. I don't really care. Amen. I do my little hole and my little roll and I'm good to go. I don't do cliques. I don't do, hey, I'm going to be friends with you and enemies with them. I don't do that stuff. I'm a Jesusite. Amen. What crowd do I hang out? What school do I agree with? I agree with the Bible. That's the only Bible. I'm not too much on colleges anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Good preaching if I am doing it. Amen. I'm just saying we got to love one another.
Amen.
You say why? The Bible commands it. Not only that, you're supposed to love your enemies. You know what? It's very easily for me to like the preacher right now. When I leave town, I ain't going to tell them what I'll say about it. I'm joking. You say, why? Got a nice room. He took me out to eat. And he's letting me preach. He invited me for coffee and donuts. And I already offended him because I won't drink his coffee. Amen. And I'm not sure whether he's got gluten-free donuts or whether he's got fat-free donuts. Amen. Or if I can eat those little sinners because they ain't quite as fattened as the rest of them. Amen. You know what? I'm supposed to love my enemies. Those that despitefully use me, those that run their mouth about me, those that talk about me, I'm supposed to love them.
Hey, Jesus said to love one another. Don't get back to your first love.
You remember when you first fell in love with Jesus, you first got born again, saved by the grace of God? Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm 23 years. If I make it till July the 11th, 23 years in the Lord, I'm going to love Him a little bit more now than I did 23 years ago.
How about this? Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Am I making sense tonight? Take a drink of water. Ephesians chapter 5, look in verses 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God, to speak into yourselves in psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs and making melody in your heart to the Lord. How about this? Now I want to say something to you. I like every one of the songs you sung. I like it.
Is it well with my soul? It gets down to the last part. That trumpet's going to sound. I'm going to see Jesus face to face. Hey, we should be shouting. You say, why? We ain't going to hell. What about singing? Have you noticed over the years? I know maybe you don't go to a lot of churches or whatever. But listen, hey, I don't know if any of you... I found out traveling, I seek the radio, and being that I'm by myself, I'm trying to find things, and all I can find out here is K-Love. Let me let you know something. K-Love is straight out of the pits of hell. Amen! K-Love is a rock and roll station. Amen! It sets songs and hymns and spiritual songs.
Now, my wife and them's not here, but when we sing the old songs.
I don't sing 7-11 songs, amen. I don't sing 7 songs 11 times, amen, or 11 verses, or however you do it. I don't use the smokestacks. I'm against contemporary music, amen. I'm against anything that feeds the flesh, amen.
Psalms and hymns.
in spiritual songs. I've noticed something over the years with churches, they're changing their music. And I'm going to tell you, if you listen to anything that feeds your flesh, I'm going to tell you what you are. You're very fleshly. You're very carnal. You're very worldly. Hey, mate! Music. Hey, what about, hey, don't you enjoy singing Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. What about what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's the kind of music we need to be listening to. That's the kind of music we need to be singing. Amen. Got something sitting way back there in the back. I think it's going to leave. I don't know. Amen.
I pick on people. If you don't like to be picked on, close your eyes. Amen. So I just can't see you.
Music. Maybe church ain't fun because you've lost your love for God's music. Amen. You may have it right now, but listen, hey, let me let you know something. Hey, the devil can easily get it. I'm looking at this younger generation. They're headed. That's what they're doing. Amen. Singing songs that listen, hey, now you know what they say today? They got Christian rap. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you. I don't know if you've got enough. I don't even know if you've got brains and listen to that mess. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm telling you, I have no idea. I pulled up beside of somebody and they got that mess on. I have no idea what it said. They don't know what it's saying. They just like it. They think. Then they got Christian country. Oh, well, you know it talks about God. Well, you know what? I'm not proud of this. I'm not boasting on this. I'm not bragging on this. And I don't want you to take it. But whatever. I used to listen to country music. And country music did sing about God. And did sing about women. And did sing about having an adultery. Amen.
Yes,
so just because it mentions God don't mean it's a good song. Amen. But people are falling. I'm telling you what people's falling for, because they want to be able to say, well, I'm listening to the Christian music. I get rebuked when I go to talking about K-Love. But I don't really care. I was in Michigan preaching at a church here some time ago, last year, preaching a revival up there, and I mentioned K-Love, and there just happened to be a woman in there. She stood up and she said, that's good music. I said, ma'am, that's not good music. You're going to fall in love with church. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to sing the songs of Zion. And you're going to enjoy singing them. Listen, hey, I did not have to sing those songs tonight. I got to sing those songs. I did not have to drive all the way to Oregon. Is that where I'm at still? Amen. And come and preach. I get to preach. I get to tell the gospel. I get to present Jesus. I get to pass out tracts.
Amen.
It's gone from I don't have to, I get to. That's the problem with most people today.
Well, I have to be in church, because if I don't get in church, the preacher's going to text me. The preacher's going to call me. The preacher's going to come to me. He's going to find out what's wrong with me. Amen.
So I got to be in church.
Am I making sense? I want to have fun in church.
I want to be able to enjoy church. I don't want to go.
Listen, hey, and I want to say this much. We're going to go a little bit farther. I don't believe in Bob Jones dead music. God ain't dead. Amen.
I don't believe in dragging out the songs 500 miles long. Amen. Sing with enjoyment. The Bible says, make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you was sitting real close to me was wishing the preacher would just sing one song.
I did not come. What's the name of this church?
Peter Paul.
Hallelujah. Glad you know. I didn't come here to sing for you. I'm singing for the Lord. You say, why? He's the one that saved me. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one that cares for me. He's the one that takes care of me. He's the one that said, make a joyful noise. And I want to sing to the Lord. Hey, whether I can do a good job, whether I can't tune the piano, I can't make a good tune, but I'm singing to the Lord. You say, why? I love it. I preach in a church up in New York. And we got a guy there. Listen, he's not all there, which I don't know how many Baptists are really all there. He can't listen. Hey, when he sings, the piano quits.
When he sings, the whole church will. Because why? He's the only person. But when I look at him and I realize who he's singing to, it makes me just shout and get joy and filled with the Holy Spirit of God because I know who he's singing to. Because you go to some churches and they get up there. I don't look at people. Y'all probably done figured that out. Listen, hey, I'm not looking at you, but I can see you. I want people that's enjoying church. I want people that act like they, listen, hey, I'll be out of town here just a little bit. Act like you like it till I leave.
Amen. Lie about it. Amen. You can get forgiveness later on. Amen. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. My goodness, that clock didn't start moving till I got up here. Probably, I Love Lucy's probably fixing to come on. I got to hurry up. Look in verses, chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look in verses 5, 4 and 5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I'm going to say something to you. Preaching today. We're gone from preaching to entertaining. Amen. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke. Hey, people don't like, well, preach. I would go to church and I'd listen to the preacher, but all he ever does is rebuke us. I don't know what kind of trees y'all have out here. I don't know if y'all even know what fruit is out here. Amen. Do you know what you got to do to a peach tree and an apple tree and all the rest of the trees? After a while, in order and to enjoy these things, what has to happen is they have to do some cutting. Amen. And see what preaching is. See, but here's the idea of preachers today. Well, it's the Holy Ghost's job to do it, to convict souls. You're right through the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. It ain't the wisdom of Gary. It ain't the wisdom of your pastor. It ain't the wisdom of the next preacher that comes back in this church. It's the wisdom of God. It's the power of God. Amen. The Bible says also in the same book we're looking at, the foolishness of preaching. Now I want to say something. I'm not talking about foolish preaching. I'm talking about the foolishness of preaching. Getting up here, listen, hey, if God tells you to preach it, preach it. You say, yeah, but it may make somebody mad. It may make somebody leave the church. Hey, let me tell you what preaching has always done from the get-go to this day. It's either make the people get right or leave. And if you're not willing to get right, honey, then the best thing for you to do is, instead of destroying the church, and I'm not telling nobody to leave. If y'all ain't here Sunday, don't call me. Anyway, that preacher had to tell that woman to leave. You say, why? Should we have somebody there that's full of the devil? Amen. Destroying the church. Because that's what she was going around. Going around telling people, the pastor don't pay me for me to clean up. And she never cleans up. Listen, when we was there, the floor was still dirty. We didn't have to just mop. We had to wipe the tables off. We had to sweep the floor. We had to mop then. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, we need some preaching today. Preaching of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. I'm going to tell you something else we need to be preaching on. It's sin. Oh, Lord, no preacher, you done gone to meddling now. Listen, hey, if it was wrong 100 years ago, it's wrong in 2022. Amen. John the Baptist didn't just name the sin. He named the sinner. Amen. He said, hey, you shouldn't be with that man's wife. Amen. I remember Carl Ackey preached one time. And he had about 1,000 people in here. He would look at the people and he'd say, hey, if you've got the guts to go out on Saturday night and do it, I've got the guts to preach against it and name you. Amen. I think it's biblical. Preach on sin. You say, why? That's what put my Jesus on the cross. That's what Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Amen. He took my sins and your sins, and it took His blood. Amen. And it took the power of Him to get rid of sin. Amen. He took it from a corruptible sin to incorruptible. Amen. Preach. Not entertain. I had a guy in West Virginia message me on Facebook. He says, I need you, I got to get you and your family to come to my church and entertain us. I looked at my wife and I said, what does he want me to do?
Because I'm not sure me and him's on the same page. I don't even know how to spell the word. I don't even know how to hardly say it. Listen, most of you haven't figured it out. I don't speak English. I speak hillbilly. Amen? You say why? Because that's what I am. And if you read the Bible right, you'll find out it's written to hillbillies.
Amen. Preach the word of God. Hey, he said to lift up your voice.
I've been to churches and they say, Brother Hawkins, you're just a little bit too loud. If I was whispering, how many of you would be able to hear me? Whenever I talk to my wife on FaceTime, sometimes I'm whispering. She say, why? Well, usually I got a headset on driving down the road or whatever. And I'm whispering. She don't hear me. If you won't listen, hey. You want people to get something, I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to make it loud and clear. Amen? Make the message clear.
Yep.
Amen? John the Baptist said, lift your voices aloud.
I know y'all probably a little bit, y'all ain't never figured all that out. Amen? Listen, hey, if you think this is bad, get me under a gospel tent.
I got my sound equipment and my wife cranks me up. You say, why? I wanted to go for miles. If I've got to preach to every creature, it may be some in the woods I got to get to. Amen? Which is probably the closest to the woods I'll ever see again.
I don't know. Amen. My wife said, we can't move to New Mexico. They ain't got enough trees. I said, hey,
they got them in Oregon. It sounds like the preacher was just about ready to get me to move up here. Then he said it snowed. I said, I ain't interested.
Amen? And I'm not sure I can handle it anyway because y'all's building
is wicked. Of course, we got a wicked one too. I mean, I just don't pay attention. So see, you've got to realize something. I don't serve the government. I serve God. And what God says goes. Amen?
Praise the Lord. I ain't got one. Got close to God. Amen. If we get her daddy to come up here, it'd be great. Amen. I'm joking with you, brother. Proverbs chapter 29. Somebody's got to guard them doors, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to probably get that one right there real quick, like ain't nobody over there. Proverbs chapter 29. Look in verses 18. I'm just talking about why we're not enjoying church anymore. Look in verses 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. How about this?
There's no vision. I go to church after church after church. Listen, I was in New Jersey here last year. I think it was last year. Sometime or another. And I preached that morning and afternoon. They fed us at what we went out to eat. And they said, okay, we're going to meet back at a certain time. And we're going to discuss because they was needing some more room. The church needed a little bit more growth. It was growing and it needs some more building materials. It needed to get a little bit bigger. Amen. And the preacher invited me, and I said, I don't want to go. Because see, I know how people don't follow their pastor. Amen. And I got in that business meeting, or whatever you want to call that meeting was, and the preacher got up and presented exactly how he wanted it, what it needed to be done, and how that they needed to get more growth so people would come because it was a little bit tight, and it was during this COVID thing, and people were scared they're going to catch the COVID. Amen. And people started denying him. And I don't know all the details. And I looked at my wife and I said, you better pray for me because I got to preach to these same people tonight. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. We need a vision. The world will not get saved without the church getting a vision for the lost and dying world. Amen. Send letters out, knock on doors, do Facebook, do gospel tracts. Amen. We got people that don't believe in gospel tracts anymore. And that's okay. Listen, hey, you have the right to be wrong. Amen. That motel I'm staying in, it's going to be bombarded with gospel tracts. You say what? I go to a restaurant, I leave the gospel track. I go to a rest area, I leave the gospel track. I go in the bathroom in the store, gas station. I go into Walmart. So I hate that place. I give gospel tracks out. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know whether you heard or not, but about 2,000 or 3,000 Walmarts got blew up, and I think it put a lot of women homeless or something. I don't know.
Some of y'all get that after a while. Y'all must not like Walmart, so y'all just don't understand the human thing.
What about a vision? Huh? Do you have a vision? What did it say? Without a vision, the people perish.
Amen. Listen, hey, you're going to have a work day Saturday. You say, who should be here? Everybody.
Hey, call in sick from work and come and work for the Lord. Amen. You say, why?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the church house should be in better shape than your house.
Amen.
Need to keep it holy. Need to keep it right. Amen.
Need to keep it cleaned up around here. Amen.
I'm going to tell you another good thing. Here it is. And I want to say this much. I commend y'all. Even these little kids up here wanting to shake my hand.
I'll have a big head. My wife will put it. I'm going to take my wife back here that night. Amen. Be friendly. Amen. I'm going to tell you how you can reach more people in anywhere you go is by being friendly. Never in all of my days we got a bunch of mean, mad bags. Then one preacher calls something they have once a year, twice a year. They call it the blowout or something. I know why they call it the blowout. Because they're mad all the time. What do you got to be mad about? Amen? You ought to be glad. Did you know it takes less energy to smile than it does to frown? Amen? And if you don't believe me, go home and look on your smartphone or your dumb phone and Google how much energy it takes to be smiling and how much energy it takes to frown.
Amen? If your preacher gets up here Sunday and says we need to do this and that and the other, listen, hey, get behind him.
As long as it's scriptural, amen?
Be friendly. Work for the Lord. Hey, Jesus told Mary and Joseph, said, do you not know that I must needs be about the Father's business?
And if Jesus needed to be about the Father's business, I'm going to let you know something. We need to be about the Father's business. Amen. There's a lost world. Hey, go ye into all the world. Acts chapter 1 and verses 8 says, you get filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and then you go to Jerusalem and Judea and to Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And I'm going to say this. I can't pronounce this town. I'm not going to try to pronounce this town. I'm not interested in pronouncing this town. Amen. They need Jesus.
These people need Jesus.
And they need to see somebody that's good. Amen?
We need a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. Am I making sense tonight? Go to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, look in verses 12. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write these things, saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest and even where Satan's seat is. Let me let you know something. Satan should not have a seat in this church. And thou holdest fast my name, and thou hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrines of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hath thou also them that hold the doctrines of Nicolaitan, which things I hate.
I'm going to tell you another reason why we're not having fun in church. We don't got no standards anymore. The Bible's full of them.
Amen.
We need to be, what does he say? Be ye holy, for I am. Listen, I'm going to say something to you.
You ought to live right.
Be peculiar. Come after from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that you become a new creature. Old things are passed away. You become a new creature. You become to be like Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to say something. There's a difference in salvation and being a Christian.
Yep.
Salvation is just being saved. Christian is being Christ-like.
Amen.
I put something on Facebook the other day. I don't mind. Listen, hey, you think I'm mean here? Don't follow me on Facebook. I am mean.
That young man, one of the preacher's son told me yesterday, he says, I'm going to find you on Facebook. I'm going to see if you can upset my apple cart. I said, just hang on, I will. We need to stand for God. Listen, people just don't believe they can do anything. Here they say, here's what churches say now. Come as you are. I'd be very careful because there could be somebody one day decide to come right out of the shower. Amen. You believe this or believe it not, I used to work in North Carolina for a cable company, and there was a nudist colony in North Carolina. And one of the crews I was working with, I don't know, had too many or something, and another crew needed help, and they was talking about having me to go. And I said, God, do everything in your power. I don't want to go. I'll stay out of work. I'll pretend to be sick. I'll lie, whatever I got to do. I don't want to go there. Amen. Nakedness should not be shown around the world. Amen? Amen. I never in my life, I get mad at people on Facebook that show every part of their body just about. You know what? I love summertime because I'm going to New York and it don't get too hot. And if it does, I can always find an air conditioner somewhere real quick. But here's what I hate about summertime. Everybody starts shedding clothes. Amen! Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. This is the way I look every day of my life. I don't even, I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't even wear short sleeve shirts anymore. You say, why? God give me that conviction. I want to be as much like Christ as I can. Amen? And I want to show as less as I can. Listen, man, if I could figure out some way or another, I'd cover my hands up. Amen? Now I want to say, here's what happened for the last 2 years. People have covered their faces up. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wish they would come back with mask mandates for the ugly people. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people need to put them back on. I don't. My wife said I look good, so I'm just going to go by her word. Amen. Hey, stand for right. Stand up for, I'm going to say this much, hey, stand up for your right. Listen, hey, what I have found out in our last days that we're living in, the government's not taking our rights, we're handing them away. Amen?
I'm not just preaching on politicians and stuff like that, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what America was founded on the King James Bible, on Christianity, amen? And I'm not letting it go.
I'm going to preach it. I'm going to live it. I'm going to talk about it. Amen. You say, why? Because I believe it's right. My forefathers died for the Bible. My forefathers died for our rights. Why don't we do that? Amen.
We say we believe the King James Bible. Why don't we believe all of it? Amen. Man, I don't know if they believe the King James. Lord help me.
You say, well, I just don't think we should make much of it. Our forefathers died. And our forefathers died for our rights. Looking right, acting right, talking right. Amen.
People today, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. That's all I ever hear. And they look like the world.
Let me say something to you. I'm not boasting on this. I'm not bragging on this. I'm always saved. I couldn't lose my salvation if I wanted to. And I don't want to. Amen. I like it too good. But I'm not always a Christian. And go ahead and take your halos off. You ain't as good as you think you are. Amen.
Huh? Stand up for our rights. They need to be stood for. Amen.
That Book of Martyr, I can't never say it right. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The Fox's Book of Martyr. Am I saying that? If you've never read it, you've never read it to your children, I'm going to tell you right now, shame on you.
Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you. You're talking about
teaching these children? Listen, hey, teach them where we come from. Amen. You're not always going to be here. And if we don't teach our children, I'm going to tell you who will. The world.
And I'm sure that don't happen around here. I'm hoping not. But listen, the
public schools now, you know what they're teaching, don't you? Hey, listen, hey, girls, you're boys. Boys, you're girls. I'm going to tell you right now, listen, I don't know why I ain't in the name. When I go in the bathroom, it don't matter where I'm at, I look at the door twice. There's not a feminine body on me whatsoever. I was in a woman's body for 9 months. Bless God, as soon as she let me out, I ain't wanted to be back in one since. Amen.
Amen. I'm a man and I don't mind being a man.
I've got my beard. Amen. I think everybody ought to use it. Amen. That's godly men.
Oh, don't preach on that then, preacher. Amen. They used to preach it. They used to, you know what? We got a crowd out there that preaches that Jesus didn't have a beard.
But they believe the King James Bible. How did you do that? I ain't figuring it out. I know why. We got a bunch of yo-yos. And this yo-yo just running off at the mouth. Amen. Becky's hard. We ain't coming back here.
Matthew chapter 16. I gotta hurry up. Matthew chapter 16, look in verses 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know why church ain't fun anymore? You forgot what God done for you. You forgot who God is.
Amen. I serve the same God that Apostle Paul did. I serve the same God that those old time preachers 30 and 40 and 50 years ago that served, and they believed God could, and they believed who God was, and they knew what God could do. Hey, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You know what they said? "We're not going to bow down. We know who God is, and we know what God can do, and we know how capable He is. But if He don't, we're still not going to serve."
Who is God to you? Is He just some God?
There's a CD. I got a CD in my van.
And the song goes out, "If there's no God, then what about these mountains?
If there's no God, what about the ocean?" Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've traveled a lot of America. I've not been to all of them. I'm going to make most of the states this coming time, Lord's willing, before it's all said and done. But I'm going to tell you something right now. The scientists can't do as good as God. You say, "Who's God to you?" He's the Almighty. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. He's the everlasting peace. He's the great I Am. He's the everything to me. Amen. He's still the one that can save souls, save sinners. Amen.
Do you still believe God's able in 2022?
Amen. We've got to get back. I want to say something to you. I don't think you should live in the past, but I think once in a while you look to see where God brought you. See, I never got to God, and I thank God for my parents raising me right. There's a song that we used to sing when all my kids was home. I missed out. I thank God I missed out on a lot of the world.
Amen.
You know what? When I was some of these kids' age, I didn't like having to go to church and having to do all these kind of things and everything. But you know what? I'm so thankful my mom and dad raised me right. And they taught me who God. He's a miracle-making God. He's a God that likes to bless us. Amen? I've never in all of my days, listen, hey, God, we got to realize who God is. The creator of the universe. Amen? Don't worry about what so-and-so thinks about God. What do you think about God? Because see, here's what's going to matter.
I'm not proud of this, but all of my children are not in church. All of my children heard some great preaching. And I'm not talking about mine. I'm talking about great preaching of great men of God.
For the time that it was under my roof, they was all taken to the front of the church and all was given to God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, what's going to matter now is what I think about God. Even behind the closed. That don't have to be in West Virginia, in Ohio, North Carolina, for God to get my children back to church. I just got to prove to God that I know who He is.
Amen. Go to Jude chapter 21.
Well, Jude chapter 1, 21. If you got a Jude 21, throw it in the trash. Jude verse 21. Keep yourselves in love of keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and some having compassion, making a difference. You know why church ain't fun anymore? We're not making a difference. See, I told you I got a burden for America. 2019, I've done a very lengthy Facebook video on churches, and God was all in, probably a 45-minute video. And I was in Texas right after that, and I stayed. Me and my wife was over the kitchen, so I don't get to go into the kitchen. Thank God they got me a speaker right here preaching and singing. Next year, I'm going to tell them I've got to have a television. Amen. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. I've got to have a monitor. Amen. Except have a television. But I walked out, and I shook hands with this guy. And I said, I hope you have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. And he was about to walk out the door, and he turned around, and he says, I love you. I said, brother, I don't know. I've got a lot of places, a lot of meetings, a lot of states. I don't have no idea if we talked for a minute. He started walking out. He turned around. He said, I know where I've seen you. Then. He said, you've done a video. And I started listening to that video, and I started listening to that video, and I listened to it over and over. Then I got my tree, got my prayer call, and started begging God of seeing if somewhere in America to start a church.
Folks, we need to make a difference.
Amen.
We need to be making a difference in the young people's lives, in our marriages, in our churches, and in the world. Amen. Some having compassion, making a difference. Then go to Galatians chapter 1 and I'll be done. Galatians chapter 1. Look in verses 9. And as we say before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. I'm going to say something to you. We just need to preach the gospel of the Bible. Amen? In our independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, King James-only churches, they're now preaching another Jesus. And I want to say something about salvation. I'm about done. But when it comes to salvation, I'm not easy. I don't believe in 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. Amen! I don't believe in hardism. Amen. You know what? I've heard preachers make it too hard to get saved. I'm glad I got a God in heaven that made it simple. Simply believing and receiving and accepting what He done on the old rugged cross and repenting. I know that's a thing in our Baptist churches today that is nonsense according to them. That's a cult. Listen, it's Bible. He said, repent or perish. Said, what are you repenting from? Yourself and turning to God. Amen? That's what you do. But I want to say something when it comes to it. Let God do the saving. In this same book, no, in Corinthians it is. I don't know exactly the chapter and verse right offhand. But it says, some sow, some water, but God. Let God save them. See, whenever on the day of Pentecost, you know who saved them? God. Because I'm going to say something to you. I was raised in church, but I had religion for 20 some years. For almost 23 years, I've had a relationship. You say, why? God done it. And I will say something to you. If you get a relationship, it'll be hard to quit. If you get born again, really get born again, saved by the grace of God, it'll be hard to give up on God. You remember what Jeremiah said? Jeremiah said, hey, Lord, I thank you for saving me. You've forgotten me. I've been out here preaching and singing and giving the gospel out. And all of a sudden, I don't know where you're at. I'm going to quit talking about you. But what happened? He had said there's something that's burning inside of us. Hey, and I can't quit talking about it. Amen. You get gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection.
I know we just celebrated. I don't celebrate Easter because Easter is wicked, a pagan holiday. I serve the risen Savior. It's Resurrection Sunday. And I want to say something to you. It shouldn't just be once a year. It should be every time we come to church. Don't look for the dead God. Don't look in the graveyard. Don't look in the tomb. You say, why? He's alive.
Amen.
Listen, let's have fun in church. Amen.
Let's enjoy church. Let's let church become... Hey, listen, hey. The church is not the building, right? The church is the ones that are born again, saved by the grace of God. Hey, get on fire for God. Get excited about God. Shout for God. Amen.
Amen.
You say, we're going to do that in heaven. Let's practice here. Let's enjoy it here. That preacher called me yesterday and was telling me, listen, hey, I just can't help myself. When I hear of somebody getting born again, I have to shout, amen. You say, why? There's another one that escaped hell.
Amen.
Get excited about it. Amen. Let's have fun in church. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Bless this place and bless these people. In Jesus' name.